Some retailers report sales are starting to recover from the lull that followed this month's terrorist attacks. Not all retailers are experiencing a rebound. Consumer spending represents two-thirds of U.S. economic activity and is seen as a key factor in determining the economic fallout from the attacks. Bill Catlin of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
According to one prominent survey, retail sales in the week of the attack fell more than 3%. Walmart Stores, the nation's biggest retailer, says sales initially spiked on the morning of the attack, but spokesman Tom Williams says it was similar to the kind of buying that precedes a hurricane.
Besides food and bottled water, we saw people buying gas cans and batteries, candles, fabric, matches, and of course the American flag. However, by mid-afternoon on Tuesday, our customer count started to fall off and things were quiet.
Overall, Williams says sales dropped 10% that day compared to the year before. By last Friday, he says sales at stores open at least a year were back on track for the 4-6% growth in September the company planned for, and buying patterns were back to normal.
That tells us that America is back to living its life, if you will, and shopping the way they always shop. They are returning to normal.
But that's not true across the board. Yesterday, Federated Department Stores, which owns the upscale Bloomingdale's and Macy's chains, said sales last week were about 15% below plan. Scott Krugman with the National Retail Federation says consumers are returning to stores in part as an escape, but he says retailers indicate consumers are buying to address needs more than desires. But Krugman also says declining interest in travel may be the retailer's gain, especially over the holidays.
Discretionary income that will not be spent this year on travel and hotels will probably find its way back into the retail industry.
But it's too soon for that analysis to be of comfort to Brad Anderson. Anderson is president and chief operating officer of Best Buy, the nation's biggest consumer electronics retailer. He says lower demand for travel has already forced huge airline layoffs, which won't help retailers.
You may, for a period of time, have more consumer spending at home because they're not spending. They may transfer some of those dollars, but there's less dollars being created in the overall economy, and we'd rather see more dollars created in the overall economy.
Anderson, like many analysts, says it will be weeks before the fallout from the attacks comes into clearer focus. For NPR News, I'm Bill Catlin in St. Paul.